Meg Storms, hosting it, joins us now. Storms, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Are you golfing again?
Well, yeah. I just finished, in fairness. Yeah, I was out at the Kids Sport, Parkland Kids Sport Golf Tournament today, golfing in it and emceeing it. So, yeah, awesome cause. You can't fault me for being gone today, right?
It's true. How'd you shoot?
Good. I was 85.
Oh, it's not. It wasn't a scramble.
No, it's a Calcutta.
Oh,
so you
way
all
better.
Everybody plays their own ball, and then people bet on your team.
Oh, there you go.
Our team even won some money.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But then you'll have to donate it, unfortunately.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
Well, as the MC, you always have to donate whatever you win at the golf tournament. It's kind of a prerequisite.
Well, that's not unfortunately, though. It goes towards kids sport.
Well, no, that's true. It's good for them. But usually, I know you, if you win some money, you don't want to be giving it away.
To be honest, I just like the fact that I win something.
No, that's true.
It's just a competitive part of me. I don't care if I claim a prize. I just want to know that I won.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keimer is so much better than everyone else at the U.S. Open right now. Like, he shot back-to-back rounds of 65. Only one person has shot even a 67, right? Like, he is killing this course.
That's just stupid good. You have to be so in the zone to be able to do that, because this isn't any golf tournament. It's the U.S. Open, where conditions are way harder than any other course, and you have to be so in the zone to pull that off.
He was bogey-free again today. Hasn't bogeyed. He birdied five holes, two par fives, three par fours, you know, and everything else was just kind of – and they were showing the highlights. He never really was in a lot of trouble at all today. And it's funny, when one guy is that much better than everyone else, like, we're going back to Tiger Woods when he had a 10-stroke lead after three rounds and then ended up with a 15-stroke lead at the 2003 or 2 U.S. Open. Now, we haven't seen anybody individually dominate like that in quite some time.
No, not at all. But keep in mind, too, that that's just the first two rounds, right? Like, come Sunday, those pins are just going to be ridiculous to try to get to. So anything could happen. And not only that, but the pressure of being, leading going into the Sunday at the U.S. Open. But, Sunday's a whole different ballgame. And just to go wire to wire, right, that's not an easy task.
What? When's the golf show debuts for you tomorrow? Does it not on CTV?
Yes, it does. So actually, it debuts before the U.S. Open starts. So
oh.
You don't even have to worry about it interfering with that. 11:30 in the morning on CTV Edmonton is the big premiere, where Strudwick and I take a pro athlete out for a three-hole challenge. We've got Ryan Smith for the premiere tomorrow.
Oh.
And it's just pretty much all about, trash talking and poking fun at each other and learning more about Smith and catching up with him since the retirements he's up to for the summer. So we interview him as we go along, and we play out a three-hole challenge. So it's a lot of fun.
Is his golf club like his hockey stick?
Well,
I
was poking fun at him a bit. I was like, I know that around the green you should be pretty good because you have some really soft hands. He's like, oh yeah, I'm great around the green.
But nowhere else?
He's a good golfer. Every hockey player is a good golfer. Everybody's competitive, right? And it's not hard to beat Strudwick at golf, so that's a given. So then it just comes down to me and the athlete. So it's a coin toss.
Did you guys happen to get a new budget so Struds doesn't wear the same shirt every show this year?
We did. Strudwick is getting a whole new wardrobe this year.
Wow.
So last year we had 9 episodes, and on 3 of those 9, he wore the same shirt. I was like, seriously, man, you can't find a different shirt to wear. We only have 9 episodes. You have to double up and triple up. And yeah, apparently he did. So we sorted him out this year in that respect.
Right, and so will 11:30, is that the time every Saturday morning?
Yep, every Saturday morning. And then it goes for 12 weeks. We have 12 episodes of it. So it goes right till the end of August. And we go to different golf courses all around Edmonton. So you get to see also what those golf courses have to offer. We interview the pro quickly, too, to see, some of these places you may have never played before. See what different golf courses have to offer. And it's pretty educational in that form.
And where are you playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's at the Quarry.
Oh, I haven't played there yet. Oh.
Perfect. Oh, it's beautiful. Well, even as you drive in, the Quarry is such a beautiful location. And somewhere, I didn't even know that the North Saskatchewan River went over that direction in Edmonton, because they're far northeast Edmonton. I didn't even know the river went over there. And they're nestled right up against the riverbed. and just gorgeous as you drive into the golf course. And they have a brand new clubhouse there, so it's pretty sweet.
So how many balls did Struts put in the water?
Oh, I know that we had one hole that we were contending with water, so probably 16. We only show 15 of those shots, so.
All right, yeah, well, of course. Nice.
Yeah, so it's only a half-hour show. We only have so much time.
You only have so many time. Well, how many takes does it take? Come on. So.
Oh, well, it takes like 3 hours to shoot through three holes with him.
Well, hopefully, we'll see tomorrow who's better, Struds, Smitty, or Storms. It's the. Do you have to have an S in your name to get on the show this year?
We had Smead. No, it doesn't have to be.
Because
we've also had Louis DeBrusque and Fernando Pisani.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But we do have Shannon Zabados coming up.
Oh, well, see, there you go. You got a lot of S's.
Jamie Soleil.
Oh, see. There you go.
Yeah, I think S is a common theme this year.
Seems to be. Well, all right. 11:30 tomorrow morning on CTV, The Golf Show.
Yes. So if you can't catch it, make sure you PVR it, because I promise you that it's good.
Okay. There's a promise from Storms. PBR it at 11:30 on CTV, right before the U.S. Open.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.